Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Piris. Let's dive straight into the RPA Madrasa Stadium. That's because I have a lot of results to convey to all our listeners this morning. Sri Lanka won the long opener against England, beating them by 19 runs in quite a high-scoring game by the RPA Madrasa standards. Right, the pass score, they say, or the average score at the RPA Madrasa Stadium is 223, but Sri Lanka went on to muster 271 thanks to a wonderful 93 unbeaten scored by Kusal Mendes. Good to see him among the runs. And also, the back end in the final over, Sunit Vilalage showed his class. I mean, he scored 23 runs that made the difference. And he was also adjudicated as man of the match because of his wonderful display on the field, not only with the batting, but his bowling. He took 2 for 41. And remember, the two catches he took was outstanding. Right, England sadly could not get to the target. They were ultimately bowled out for 252 runs in 49.2 overs. Let's take a look at the detailed batting of Sri Lanka. Pathum Nisanka was out for 21, very disappointing indeed by his standards. Kamil Mishra made 27, but like I made mention, the star of the day was none other than Kusal Mendes as a batter for Sri Lanka, and also Dunit Penlalage, brilliant 25 in just 12 deliveries, which was fantastic. As far as the bowling was concerned, England played 5 specialist spinners. Liam Dawson, 1 for 31. Abdul Rashid, the old crafter with leg spin, brilliantly bowled, 3 for 44. And of course, Rehan Ahmed, 1 for 61, pretty expensive by his standards. And Sam Curran, 1 for 40. England were going very well at one stage. In fact, when Ben Duckett and Joe Root were at the wickets, they were building a sound partnership. And the scoreboard at one stage read 1 for 129, England in pursuit of 272. And many felt that England can win the game. But sadly, they did lose wickets in clusters, but they lost them in pairs. Unfortunately, Ben Duckett was out for 62, followed by Joe Root for 61, and suddenly they slumped to 3 for 144 when Root headed back to the pavilion. Ultimately, they got themselves into a lot of trouble because Sri Lankan spinners spun a web around them. Vandasay, 2 for 40. Seema Madhushan, 3 for 39. Vilalage, 2 for 41. And Asalanka, 2, rolled his arm, 1 for 31. And that made a bit of a difference, despite the fact that Overton, who batted very well, made 34 runs in 17 deliveries, almost to get away from Sri Lanka, but sadly, he was out in the final over. So 252 for 10, Sri Lanka win the long opener by 19 runs, and we, I can assure you, are going to have a wonderful series, England playing good cricket here. The next game is scheduled for tomorrow, that is the 24th. And that could be very interesting. So Sri Lanka win the long opener by 19 runs. Right, quickly on to the Under-19 World Cup now taking place in Namibia and in Zimbabwe. Pakistan beat Zimbabwe by 9 wickets, one-sided game. Zimbabwe batting first made 128, bowled out, and Pakistan 132 for 2, winning the game comprehensively with no bother at all. And then, sadly, Japan lost to the Irish by 4 wickets, but that was quite an interesting game because the Japanese made 247 for 9 wickets in their allotted 50 overs, and the Irish got to the target in the 48th over, 251 for 6. And then West Indies simply thumped the South Africans by a massive margin of 55 runs. West Indies were bowled out for 234 in 47.5 overs, and South Africa, unfortunately, got themselves undone for 179 in 37.4 overs, which means West Indies win by 55 runs. Now then, let's take a look at the teams that have already qualified for the Super Sixers in the under 1950 over World Cup. In Group A, Sri Lanka, Australia and the Irish have qualified. Group B is only India because some games were washed off by rain, so we have to keep our eyes open on that. Group C, England, Pakistan and Zimbabwe. And Group D, Afghanistan, West Indies and South Africa. And the game today is between Australia and Sri Lanka. That will decide who will be the table leaders in Group A. And then also we do have a game, Bangladesh versus the United States of America, which will be another very interesting game to keep our eyes focused on. Right, then, what are the other games coming up today? That's a big question, right? The second T20 between India and New Zealand will be played today. So that is a game of great interest. Let's also dive in now to the women's IPL. Gujarat Giants, led by Ashley Gardner, at last got their act right. They made 153 for 8 against UP Warriors. Beth Mooney made 38 and Sophie Devine unbeaten 50. Gawad, the opening bowler or the seamer, she's Kaurat Gawad for the national seam bowler of India, took 2 for 18. Sophie Eccleston among the wickets at last, 2 for 22. UP Warriors sadly bowled out for 108 in 17.3 overs. Bobby Lynchfield made 32 and Choli Tyron 30. None of the other batters were impressive. Renuka Thakur 2 for 20, Sophie Devine 2 for 16, and Rajeshwari Gaikwad 3 for 16. Surprisingly, Ashley Gardner, the captain of Gujarat Giants, not even among the runs or the wickets in this particular game. So that's about wraps up our cricket roundup for today. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow. And please do not forget to read our script, which will be on your screens very shortly. The report on yesterday's game between England and Sri Lanka, the long opener. Spin your record. In the meantime, sit back, get your headsets on, and have a blessed day.